This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 681, How to Cultivate Your Work Culture Without Having an Actual Office, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, and I'm with you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from some great blogs on entrepreneurship. And that's what we're going to do today as we hear from Michael Levitt. So let's do it as we optimize your life. How to Cultivate Your Work Culture Without Having an Actual Office, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. Companies small and large have embraced work-from-home setups. Entire businesses are operating completely remote. With all the positive points of working from home for both employees and employers, it looks like remote work is here to stay. While it is great not having to commute to work every day, it does leave some people missing the traditional office interactions. With everything happening virtually, how do office dynamics translate to the online world? No, having an office culture isn't a thing of the past. You can still establish a great work culture even with a remote team. Listen on to know how you can create one with a remote team. Why do you need company culture? Your company's culture should be the reflection of your company's goals and values. As a group of people continues working together, they start sharing the same common set of beliefs, behavior, and assumptions, Bloomberg explains. The more people spend time together, the work culture inevitably develops. Work culture is oftentimes influenced by people in leadership. It is important to have people in managerial roles who promote healthy company culture, especially since not all managers are leaders. Other influences like workplace practices, systems, and policies also have a heavy hand in how the culture is developed, since these determine how employees perform and move in the business. The employees themselves are also big contributors to the workplace culture. Their personalities and values intermingle with their colleagues. When a company has a positive workplace culture, it has a significant impact on the happiness and satisfaction of employees. This, in turn, encourages better workplace retention and higher employee engagement, as well as promotes productivity and efficiency in teams. Good work culture also attracts talent into the organization that shares and upholds the same values as your team does. A negative work culture, on the other hand, can be detrimental to both the employees and the company. Employee turnover rates will be higher, in turn costing the company a considerable amount as they recruit and hire new employees that may end up leaving too, once they're fed up with the work culture as well. How to build culture if you don't have an office? While employees now may not be contained in an office like in the traditional workplace of the past, focusing on the other pillars of workplace culture can still develop a culture in that people can thrive. After all, the company's culture is more than just the office perks and fun little employee activities. Focus on your team's mission, values, and goals, and go from there. Talk to your people. Always talk to your employees and listen to their input. No one is as intimately immersed in the work culture as your employees. Get on a call with them one by one and as a team. Lay out your plan and discuss the company and team values. Discuss the kind of culture you all want to develop. What can help everyone thrive and propel the team forward? It is important at this stage to establish solid and open lines of communication for everyone, so you can listen to what they have to say and vice versa. Have policies in place. To reinforce a good work culture, have policies in place that support it. Assess your current policies and see what is missing or can be improved. Consider the input of your team when creating or amending these policies. Also, make sure that the policies are updated, adapted, and compliant with the current work setups of everyone involved. This just gets rid of any confusion later on. It is important to have all of these policies in writing so it's easier to refer back to when the need arises. And just as equally important, have these policies be accessible to everyone. Save it in a folder in your team's cloud storage that's really easy to find, or pin it in your company's communication platform. Should anyone need a refresher on those policies, it'll be easy for them to pull up. Adapt your systems and processes. Your systems and processes need to be conducive to promoting efficiency and enriching your work culture. Make sure these systems and processes are updated for your remote setup. Keep the company's values at the core and align your systems and processes to those values. Using the lines of communication you've established in the beginning, be transparent about your systems, workplace benefits, and other processes that are of interest to the employees. Ask and always be open to your team's feedback as well. Taking in their ideas can motivate them and possibly even help create an even more positive work environment as a result. Culture is always about the people. Your work culture is first and foremost about your people. Encourage, nurture, and develop good people in your team. Support them by reinforcing all the good values of the work culture and taking action and improving those values that no longer serve your team. It all boils down to creating a culture and environment that is supposed to lift employees so they can perform their best. Listen to your employees and provide them with the proper channels to give you their honest feedback, and you can do the same. You just listened to the post titled, How to Cultivate Your Work Culture Without Having an Actual Office, by Michael Levitt of BreakfastLeadership.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Michael. Michael Levitt is the founder and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, which is a San Diego and Toronto-based burnout media firm. He's a certified NLP and CBT therapist. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. And he's one of the world's leading authorities in burnout recovery and prevention. Michael is also a Fortune 500 consultant, number one best-selling author, and host of the Breakfast Leadership Show, a top 200 podcast on Apple Podcasts. He's a two-time top 20 global thought leader on culture with Thinkers 360, and a former healthcare executive, CIO, and CFO overseeing $2 billion budgets. So come visit him online. You can find him and a lot more at breakfastleadership.com. And a big thanks to Michael for letting us share his work. All right, that is it for today. Hope you enjoyed the post from Breakfast Leadership, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.